Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 7th of May. The Axios Newswire reported yesterday that the United States and Iran were, quote, closing in on a deal. Axios made similar predictions on the 15th of April, the 17th of April, and the 26th of April. So far, there have not been any reports of unusual market trading activity ahead of the new report. Much like the X-Files, markets want to believe, and the inherent optimism bias has kicked in. The challenge remains. The course of the war will be determined largely by Iran now, and financial markets have no real insights into the pressures and policy-making processes of the Iranian government. Iranian media have suggested that the United States will have to compromise further on parts of their peace proposal. Trade war consequences are still something to be considered. Some US firms are now starting to receive refunds of the illegal tariff payments with added interest. This money is a positive for the corporates, but it's unlikely to find its way to consumers. Why would firms cut prices to rebate tariffs when new tariffs have already been imposed, which will require prices to be raised again? Having passed the illegal tariffs on to consumers, US firms will regard their repayment as a windfall. However, rebates to small businesses may help selected consumers, as it effectively improves the personal income of the small business owner. German March factory orders are a relatively minor data release, and these numbers will barely have had time to register the war in the Gulf. There are a few ECB speakers on the calendar, but so far, ECB comments have just reflected the known biases of individual policymakers, and there's not sufficient data on potential second-round effects to change any of those inherent biases at this stage. US productivity data is due for the first quarter. Productivity is, of course, the sum total of everything economists do not understand, packaged into a single statistic that politicians can then point to. Today's data release is problematic. It's calculated from first quarter estimates of GDP, which is, to use a technical term, dodgy data. And it's also based on information from the labour force, which these days in the United States constitutes very dodgy data. The result is dodgy data squared. US Federal Reserve Chair nominee Warsh wants productivity data to be strong because that suggests efficiency, which might imply lower inflation and lower interest rates. Lower interest rates will please US President Trump. However, higher productivity does not have to reduce inflation. Artificial intelligence might raise productivity for individual workers or firms, but it will have far less of an impact on the wider economy data, because if some jobs become higher productivity, displaced workers will simply move into lower productivity employment. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.